This podcast is proudly brought to you by the McLaren Vale Grape, Wine and Tourism Association, supporting growers in the McLaren Vale wine region.
Hello everyone and welcome to Crop Watch McLaren Vale. This is our vintage podcast for 2024. I'm joined today by Jen Petter. Hi Jen.
Hey everyone.
And I've got a very special guest. I've got Harry Shaw.
G'day everyone, how's it going?
So first time that Harry's been on the podcast, so welcome. So Harry, can you talk me through the weather that we've just experienced?
Yeah, so it's been a pretty interesting couple of days here in McLaren Vale and surrounding regions. We've experienced quite a substantial heat wave with highs of 40 over the last 3 days. And we've seen some impacts in the vineyards of it. Everything seems to be quite shriveled, and sugar levels and ripeness have increased quite exponentially over the last couple of days.
What was interesting was the nighttime temperatures. We didn't really get much of a cooling effect.
Pretty much lows of 30, really, weren't they?
Yeah, 29 and 28 and 30 overnight. Which certainly brings, brings the end of the end of health, I suppose I'd call it, for vines. They drop a lot of leaf, and certainly they shrivel. We see quite a bit of shrivel. So what we've done as an exercise, we've been out and looked at as many varieties as we could in a shorter space of time as possible. It's fair to say we've seen some Cabernet Sauvignon. You've seen some this morning, and yeah. I've seen some.
Yeah, there's been some Cabernet around. On some of that bisky black cracking soil where there's been a lot of moisture lost out of the bunches, a lot of shrivel and a lot of weight loss especially. So, it's interesting to see how that's happened and whether there's been a reflective effect off the unprotected soils there and black soils.
Yeah, there's been years previous to that on the podcast, I've done an exercise where I've gone around with the infrared thermometer and I've taken photos of that bisky black soil.
Yeah, right.
And then I've taken photos of ground cover. Yep. And I've shown that you can get it easily get a 25 degree difference on surface temperature.
Yeah.
Just from from a site that has ground cover to a site that's just that open black bisky soil. It's definitely a trait of this vintage is going to be how vines have gone through this last 3 or 4 days of just extreme heat and whether it was enough to just make them collapse or if they held up okay.
Mm, yep.
Do you want to comment a little bit about on some Shiraz, Jen? Have you seen any?
I've seen quite a bit around the district. It's probably been a pretty stressful weekend for Shiraz growers if their crop's still in the vine. So I think what we've seen so far coming in has looked at maybe up to 20% losses. And that's just in weight reduction. So I think if you've still got Shiraz on the vine, just try and get a bit of hydration back into them and hopefully get a little bit of that weight back before they're picked.
Yeah. And the classic heat wave instructions are you irrigate before a heat wave, during a heat wave and after a heat wave. And yeah, I think that's very easy to say. It's not always easy to do because there's practicalities involved. But these events teach us that you've got to try that tactic to try and get them to hold. There is obviously another very common, solution to heat waves, and that's actual varietal change. And so we've had a chance to look at some varieties that have been especially picked or specially selected to be planted in McLaren Vale because of their late ripening. So we've looked at varieties that come from the middle south and also middle and south of Italy and also Sicily. Again, all been picked because of their late ripening. The first one we looked at is more of a general Mediterranean grape is we looked at Mavedra or Mataro. And fair to say that has held up well. Was happy with the condition of that fruit that we saw this morning. So it's got through its heat wave and I would describe it, I'd give it a score of 7 out of 10. A little bit of shrivel, but the fruit was intact. It looked okay. It was still tasting okay. Then we looked at Montepulciano, which I would say was not yet ripe. So it was really, really still waiting to be ripe. It was still had some green berries, so that's actually not in a critical panic ripening phase. Like, it actually sort of seemed to have soaked up the heat. So I'll give that an 8 out of 10. I reckon that give that a good score. Agree?
Yeah, it's yep.
Fair. Fair, what we saw. Then we looked at Aglianico. Now, Aglianico, we do have a lot of hope about in this region because we know it makes good wine.
Well, we've seen it win awards at the McLaren Vale Wine Show.
Absolutely. It hasn't held up as well, I'm afraid. There was quite a lot of shrivel in that block. Also, something we've noticed in the last 2 years is Aglianico doesn't have good natural disease resistance. We're sort of getting used to that now, that it's a variety that does have to have very tight sprays when you have wet weather. You saw a fair bit of a guest disease, Harry. Do you want to see what you saw?
Yeah, there was a fair bit of powdery on immature berries and also in shoot tips. It's quite noticeable in the vine, and it definitely delays that ripening at the end there when you've got an unhealthy canopy with fruit that ripens later. So yeah, disease management is crucial in not only on the bunches but in the foliage to help with ripening.
So I find that crazy that you can go through this hot weather and still have active disease. But yeah, on that variety, it just...
Yeah, very active,
very
wasn't
active.
It?
Yep. Yeah. Doesn't seem to have a lot of natural resistance, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the past, that's why varieties got abandoned. Definitely in France that happened when they call it odium, but we call it powdery mildew. When powdery mildew came in, it upset the balance of a lot of regions, and they used to be dominated by variety X. But now, post the introduction of diseases, they're now variety Y.
Mm.
So it's quite interesting the change that's happened just because of that disease. And it does look like Aglianico is one that we love the wine, but got to do the disease control. Next up, we looked at Nero Diavolo. The Nero, I'll probably give it a 5 out of 10 for heat tolerance. It was still sound. It was still okay. It actually still looked like it had a little bit of time to go until it was ripe. So within probably 7 to 10 days' time, I think it would probably be ripe. But there was, again, a few issues with it. Particularly, it looked like it had a lot of... unset fruit in it.
Yeah.
So we opened up some of the berries, Jen.
Yeah, I've seen that. I get to look at a couple of Nero blocks, and I have seen, high variability in the set. So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if that's the variety or if it's just the season that we had, high winds around November, December. Still figuring that one out.
So the Nero we looked at today, had a lot of hen and chicken fruit and... Mm. Some of that fruit had broken down with the heat, it had shriveled up. So it was a little bit, of a mixed bag.
I think disease tolerance got another question mark over Nero.
That's not doesn't look quite in the top echelon.
Yeah.
The next variety we looked at is extremely rare. It was Sagrantino. Now the Sagrantino, I'd almost give a 10 out of 10 for heat tolerance. So again, look, we're only judging this off one vineyard, but it looked fine.
Yep.
It did not look at all worried by what we've just had.
Yeah, no excessive leaf loss. Berries still plump and juicy. Yep. Yeah, you wouldn't even know it's had, 4 or 5 days of over 35.
So there you go. Yep. So you need more investigation.
Yep.
But it looked like it sailed through that, no trouble.
Yeah, definitely.
Negro Amaro. We looked at Negro Amaro. That's a fairly rare variety. The Negro Amaro has really green seeds, so it doesn't have seed maturity yet, but it does look like the fruit is bagging up and shriveling, so that to me looks ready, but doesn't have seed maturity.
Mm.
I'd love to talk to some experts on that variety about whether the seeds really do get full. I'd give it maybe a 6 out of 10 for handling the heat.
Yep.
And then, last but not least, we had the late season variety from Puglia, which is Uva di Troia. Very rare, also called Nero di Troia. Now, that's and I'm saying very rare a lot, but you ever seen that before, Harry?
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Really big, big juicy fruit. Like, so the berry size would be much bigger than Grenache.
Yeah.
Like a factor of probably twice as big as Grenache berries. Yeah. Almost looks like a table grape.
Yeah. Yeah.
But heat tolerant for sure. That one, I'd give that a 9 or a 10 out of 10 for heat tolerance.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Doesn't look worried at all, and it's held its yield really well.
Yeah.
This site also grows Fiano and grows Vermentino, which have already been picked. So they had already been picked. The Shiraz at this site has already been picked, which sort of shows you that we're looking at latter half of the year varieties here. We've looked at stuff that is not your normal. Yeah, not your normal start of March pick. Well, as always, look, really good luck, everyone. Stay hydrated. We're recording this, it's still 34 now on the Tuesday after the heat wave, and it does look like there'll be some warmer days cooling down at the end of the week, and it may actually rain. So it's been 45 days without rain, so it's... something we seem to have forgotten about, but there's a chance that as this podcast goes out, people will be thinking about different things. It'll be starting to rain. So
yeah.
Good luck.
Yep. Good luck, everyone.
Thanks.
This podcast is proudly brought to you by the McLaren Vale Grape, Wine and Tourism Association, supporting growers in the McLaren Vale wine region.